Welcome everybody to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, started with AEW Dark Elevation. Excalibur was actually joined by Daddy Magic Matt Menard on commentary, and he was pretty entertaining. The show starts with Tony Nese and Josh Woods defeating the team of Travis Titan and Eric Cannon. Cannon gets a real great reaction here, being in his hometown, but Woods is able to pin him after him and Nese hit a double team finisher. This is Titan's first match in AEW in almost a year. Dark Order's 10, Evil Uno, Alex Reynolds, and John Silver defeated T.U.G. Cooper, Drew System, Riley Jackson, and Adam Grace. Silver gets the pin after they hit the pendulum. Serena Deeb defeated Sierra, Deeb dominant here, and won with the Serenity Lock by submission. Konosuke Takeshita defeated Cesar Bononi, a great shower from Takeshita, as they said this is going to be his last match here, stateside before going back overseas, and he gets the win here with a running knee strike. They do say that he'll be back this fall. Julia Hart defeated Free Range Kara. Julia came out with her own House of Black type theme song debuting here. Gets a great reaction as this is around her hometown, and she gets a dominant submission win here with her stretch. Private Party defeated the team of Jossie and JDX. Quick and fun match here with Private Party winning after hitting Gin and Juice. Penelope Ford, her first match back since January, defeats Heather Reckless. Ford even went ringside and acknowledged her husband Kip Sapien with the box on his head still, as Excalibur says that this is Kip Sapien. And then Ford gets a submission win here with her Muda Lock. The Acclaim defeated Justin Fowler and JT Energy. Maxcaster's freestyle mentions the FBI raiding Donald Trump, throws in a Pete Davidson joke, and then he calls one of his opponents. He says he looks like a broke-ass Christopher Daniels, which I think was pretty spot-on and pretty funny. Maxcaster gets the pin after hitting the mic drop. In the main event here, Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa and Tony Storm defeated Emi Sakura, Marina Shafir, and Nyla Rose, who came out with Vicky Guerrero along with Balian Aki, who's from Emi Sakura's Choco Pro. Real fun and fast match here, with Tony Storm pinning Shafir after hitting a DDT, and Thunder Rosa didn't even tag in this match at all. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark from Universal Studios. Ari Daivari defeated Fuego del Sol in a pretty long match here, about 10 minutes or so. Pretty competitive until the Trustbusters caused a little bit of a distraction, and Daivari hit the Lariat and the Frog Splash for the pin. Willow Nightingale defeated Robin Renegade. The Renegades tried to do their switcheroony, but it failed as Willow was able to hit the Dr. Bomb on Charlotte to get the pin. Brock Anderson defeated Serpentico with the Spinebuster, but it wasn't easy for Brock and the victory here. Abaddon defeated Mafiosa, who's formerly known as Valentino Rossi, going under a new name, I'm guessing because Kayla Rossi is wrestling here. And Abaddon gets the win easily with the Black Dahlia. And Helico defeated Balian Aki, who I just mentioned from before, making his AEW wrestling debut here. Like I said, he is from Choco Pro, but Helico gets the submission win with his full body stretch. Emi Sakura defeated Renee Michelle with a double underhook powerbomb. Josh Woods gets a singles victory here, defeated Cobra by submission quickly with the armbar. Rohit Raju defeated Invictus Cash with a diving stomp from the top rope. After the match, Tony Schiavone interviews Raju, who says that his future is bright, and you can't spell Rohit without the letters R-O-H, which is accurate. Sky Blue defeated the other Renegade twin in Charlotte here. The Renegades try to do their switch again, but Robin gets ejected. Sky gets the pin on Charlotte right after this. I have to, little note here, if the Renegade twins are listening. If you do your switcheroony, you might want to have the same hairstyle. I think it's pretty easy for the referee to spot one with hair down, one with hair up, unless that's just the whole idea here, is them keep getting caught. Bear Country defeated Axel Rico and Victor Iniestra. Bear Country dominated with Bear Bronson getting the pin after they hit the double cannonball in the corner. The entire match, Taz was ranting on about how the Bear Country wears gold chains because they're able to find gold chains in the Bear Mountains. Taz was pretty entertaining on this show, I have to say, just kind of singing along old bunch of songs and old songs here. We go to the next match. Kayla Rossi, making her wrestling debut, defeated Avery Bro. Rossi, you might remember, was the, I guess she was in the corner of Joey Janela back when he was in AEW, but now she is here on her own, kind of, because she's accompanied by Diamond Sheik, and she looked very impressive here, and wins with a brainbuster jackhammer type of finisher. Cesar Bononi defeated Marcus Cross extremely quickly and easily. And the main event here, Powerhouse Hobbs defeated Blake Christian. This was taped before Hobbs turned on Ricky Starks. So he was still wearing his Team Taz gear, but Taz on commentary, with a nice little audible here, was pretty much saying that Hobbs is wearing it as an insult to Taz. Good match here from both, but Hobbs is able to stop Christian with the Spinebuster for the pin. We had the special WrestleMania 39 launch party that was from SoFi Stadium ahead of the tickets going on sale. It was hosted by Caleb Braxton, Corey Graves, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias was there. It had special guest stars like Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Snoop Dogg. And then Kayla was actually on commentary for the first time ever for this show because I had a couple matches, including Raquel Rodriguez defeated Nikki Ash with the Tiana Bomb. We had a Miz TV segment with JoJo Siwa and Liv Morgan, which was pretty dreadful. And Theory defeated Ricochet with the A-Town Down. And Street Profits defeated Los Lotharios with Montez Ford pinning Humberto after hitting from the heavens. We go to NXT UK. The UK title tournament starts here with the first round, but if you watch NXT 2.0 this week, you already know who won this, so what's the point, right? But let's get to the matches. Oliver Carter defeated Charlie Dempsey. Dempsey worked on Carter's injured leg with a half crab, but Carter was able to roll up Dempsey for the win here to advance, and he has now defeated all three members of D'Familia. We see footage from last week with Sid Scala and the officials trying to break up Blair Davenport, Amale, Isla Dawn, and Eli Alexander from fighting last week. We then see Siskala asking Tyler Bate to not get involved in tonight's main event of Wolfgang and Trent Seven. Eliza Alexander defeated Thea Hale, making her NXT UK wrestling debut. Hale looked good here, but Alexander is able to stop her with a running boot to the face for the pin. Nina Samuels tries to interview Amale as part of the Nina Samuels show, asking about Amale's loss to Blair Davenport, but Amale cuts it short and calls out the entire women's roster, as she is going to be going after the women's championship. We go to a Chase U segment with Andre Chase teaching a class here in the NXT UK PC, but it gets interrupted by Eddie Dennis setting up a potential match. Sam Granwell defeated Theoman. Rohan Raja was ringside, tries to help out Theoman, but he gets ejected, and Granwell comes right back and gets the pin on Theoman. Backstage, Noam Dar asks Mark Coffey for a rematch for the Heritage Cup Championship, which will be happening soon. And another first-round match here as Trent Seven defeated Wolfgang to advance. The end came with Seven putting his knees up while Wolfgang tried to do a senton, and then he followed that up with the Burning Hammer for the pin and the win. Impact Wrestling, this was their go-home show for Emergence. Steve Macklin defeated Crazy Steve on Before the Impact after hitting Crosshairs and the KIA. Carl Anderson defeated Kenny King when he reversed a Royal Flush into the Gunstun for the pin. After the match, King attacked Anderson with a chair. Before he could do any further damage, Heath comes out and takes out King. Kushida defeated Diener with a bridge suplex. Backstage, Brian Myers finally agreed to defend his Digital Media Championship against Bhupinder Gujjar at Emergence. Eric Young cuts a promo about Violent by Design versus Chris Sabin and Kushida. It made it seem like he was going to be in the match instead of Diener or Joe Doring, which he did end up replacing him. Keller Kelly, making her first match in Impact since December of 2020, defeated Tiffany Nieves extremely quickly with the Killer Clutch. Honor No More with a promo being hype about their match at Emergence with Bullet Club and Eddie Edwards, and said that PCO must prove himself. He did prove himself last week when he fought Doc Gallows. Mia Yim defeated Madison Rayne in a good match with Yim. Blocking Rain at the end and heading Eat the Feed for the pin, in which I guess it could be Madison's last match in Impact since she's now in AEW. We go to Vex backstage, who says that once they win the Knockouts tag titles, they will party like it's 1999. They did win the titles. Not sure if they partied. Jordan Grace asks Mia Yim if she'll be ready for Emergence, and she got a bit offended by it, and Grace says that she should be used to short reigns. Mike Bailey defended the X Division Championship against Rocky Romero, winning with the Ultimate Weapon in a really good back-and-forth match. And the main event here, I guess you could say the main event segment, was a contract signing between Josh Alexander and Alex Shelley, with Scott D'Amore overseeing it. This is pretty good. They're kind of going back and forth. And Alexander says that the first wrestling show he ever bought tickets to, Alex Shelley was on the card. And he said that Shelley dared to be original in an unoriginal business and said it would be an honor to beat the real Alex Shelley. Shelley called Alexander an Alex Shelley clone, and Alexander says that he's more of a Chris Sabin guy anyway, and that's somebody who has won the world title, and asked how Shelley has failed to do the same. Shelley says that he knows all of Alexander's injuries and where to target them, and Alexander won't leave empty-handed as he hands him Alex Shelley's autograph. We go to NWA USA, has the Country Gentleman defeated the Now. We get a quick interview with Wrecking Ball Ligurski where he says that Jade Bradley is nursing an injury, and that he'll beat up anybody in any type of match. Kerry Morton gets interviewed and talks about knowing Colby Carino his entire life, and now they will be facing off. We have a Stanley's Drill segment with Aaron Stevens and Mae Valentine, where he just pretty much asks them a bunch of odd questions. In the main event here, Ricky Morton defeated VSK pretty quickly with the Destroyer. After the match, VSK attacked Ricky. Mike Knox came out, and they try to put him through a table, but Kerry Morton runs out with a chair to help his father. We go to NWA Power. Angelina Love and Chelsea Green defeated Paola Blaze and Riley Rocket after Love hit Rocket with the Botox injection, and Paola was too busy on her phone during the match, and after the match, she yelled at Riley. Jeremiah Plunkett comes out, and he brings out Rush Freeman, and he tries to fire him from Ilbegotten and replace him with Brady Pierce, but Pierce doesn't really respect the way that Jeremiah went about this, so he says that he refuses to join Ill Begotten and instead sides with Freeman and asks if he wants to go in and get some beers. They run down the card for NWA 74 Night 1 with EC3 making his debut against Mims, Misery Faithful versus Ill Begotten, Homicide defending the junior heavyweight title against Kerry Morton, Matt Cardona versus a handpicked challenger, the Burke Invitational Gauntlet match. Jack Staines defends the national heavyweight title against Scion, the tables match between Bully Ray and Mike Knox. The Commonwealth Connection defends the tag titles against La Rebellion. Camille defends the women's title against Taya Valkyrie. And then in night two, we have a battle royal to determine the NWA United States Tag Team Champions. Davey Richards defends the MLW openweight title against the Real Billy Silas. Pretty Empowered defend the women's tag titles against the Hex. And then either Camille or Taya will defend the title against the winner of the Burke Invitational. And then Trevor Murdoch defends the heavyweight title against Tyrus. Back to the matches here. Tim Storm defeated Larry D, making his NWA debut here with a sidewalk slam. After the match, Velvet Sky announced that she'll be giving her title shot opportunity to Tim Storm. Camille defeated the debuting Haley Shadows with a spear in a non-title match. In the main event here, Rodney Mack defeated Black Cheese by submission. With the euthanizer after the match, Aaron Stevens and Tyrus, who were ringside, tried to get involved. We go to NXT Level Up, where Ikemen Jiro defeated Miles Bourne. Bourne showed a new aggressive side here, but Jiro ends him with the Ikemen slash for the pin. Elektra Lopez defeated Sol Ruka. Ruka had a quick interview backstage saying that she's going to turn Lopez's whole world upside down, and she did a handstand and just walked away. Lopez gets the win here with a sit-out powerbomb. In the main event here, Andre Chase and Bodie Hayward of Chase U defeated the debuting Bronco Nima and Lucien Price. Nima and Price are both former college football players who formed a tight bond here in WWE since being signed, but Hayward gets the pin on Nima after they hit the frat liner. But Nima and Price look pretty good in their debut match here. On New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, we have Jarrell Nelson defeated Shane Hayes with a roll-up after holding onto the tights. Hikuleo defeated Big Damo with a chokeslam. And in the finals of the New Japan Strong Openweight Tag Team Championship Tournament, we have Aussie Open, Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher defeated Christopher Daniels and Yuya Uemura. Mark Davis pinned Yuya Uemura after they hit Coriolis and became the first ever New Japan Strong Openweight Tag Champions in a really good main event here. Then after the match, Jarrell Nelson approached them backstage and says that him and Royce Isaac should get the first title shot, and Aussie Open says it'll be waiting, so I'm sure that'll happen after Isaacs comes back from the G1. On WWE main event, we had Cedric Alexander defeating his former tag team partner Shelton Benjamin here with a roll-up from an ankle lock attempt from Benjamin, and then Mustafa Ali defeated T-Bar after hitting the 450 splash, and a really good matchup here, I have to say. The WWE Network editions of the week were ICW Shug's Who's Party Night 1, as well as an episode of WXW We Love Wrestling number 34, which should be noted there was an 8-man tag match here main eventing with Jonathan Gresham, but this was cut from the network edition of the show. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.